Yeah, thank you very much, Madam Chair. So at the last conference of the parties in 2022, a half-day seminar was held to discuss industrial accidents caused by natural hazards like floods and storms. And as climate change progresses, natural hazards will increasingly be a factor in industrial accidents. Since the introduction of the Major Accidents Ordinance in Switzerland, natural hazards have been considered as a possible cause of major accidents. And this year, we had weather conditions in the summer that led to floodings and landslides in our country. And these had like consequences, like industrial plants were also affected, such as a high pressure natural gas pipeline, an artificial ice rink with ammonia, and tank farms with petrol and mineral oils. Fortunately, no hazardous substances were released during the floodings. So we were lucky in that event. Nevertheless, these events are now being evaluated and examined to see whether the measures in place would have been sufficient to prevent releases or whether additional measures would have been necessary if the floodings would have further escalated. So this is being addressed in an incident analysis, and the lessons learned for the prevention of major accidents will be drawn. We can say that in addition, over the past 2 years, Switzerland has elaborated a publication on how to take seismic risk into consideration in risk assessments for hazardous establishments. The publication will be released at the beginning of 2025 and can also be shared with interested parties of the convention if needed. As a conclusion, the Swiss delegation supports the development of a roadmap to strengthen the consideration of natural hazards as triggers for industrial accidents. Thank you very much.